Which Church Would Jesus Attend? Written by Michael Haykoop. Read by Shane Browning. Some estimate that there are well over 30,000 different church organizations calling themselves Christian, most of which claim to follow the teachings and example of Jesus Christ. How is anyone supposed to sort through so many options? If Christ came back today and looked for the church he founded, what criteria do you suppose he would use? Where would you even start in trying to find the right church amidst all the chaos? Do you start with the nearest church to your home and work your way out from there? What about the church that is closest to match what your parents taught you growing up? Perhaps you have tried to find the church that best fits your personal beliefs. The most important question you can ask yourself when looking for the right church is which church follows Jesus Christ beliefs. Many people fail to realize that the New Testament is full of examples of Jesus attending and even participating in church services. We should look at what he taught, as well as what he did. His personal example is a valuable tool that we need to analyze and emulate. The title of this commentary is Which Church Would Jesus Attend? The simple answer would be the church that practices what he lived and taught while on this earth. With that in mind, let's take a look at one short passage, just 2 verses long, found in the Gospel according to Luke. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Luke 4, verse 16. This one verse shows 3 traits that Christ Church would have. 1. As his custom was, he went into the synagogue. Many people today have the philosophy of, quote, just you and me, God, unquote. They fail to see the importance of being part of a church, a community of people working together to build godly character and preach the gospel. If Jesus Christ felt the need to attend with a church each week, how much more do we need the love and support of a community of fellow Christians? Number 2. Quote, on the Sabbath day, unquote. Want a quick way to narrow the list of churches that Christ would attend, were he here today? Simply ask how many conduct their services on the Sabbath day, which history clearly shows is Saturday, not Sunday. If you would like to learn more about how we can be sure that the Sabbath day is Saturday, and that true Christians kept this day holy, even after Christ's death and resurrection, please read our free booklet, Which Day is the Christian Sabbath? 3. Quote, and stood up to read, unquote. Verse 17 goes on to show that Christ was reading from Isaiah. It is appalling how many churches do not make the Bible center of their service. It is important to find a church that gets its teachings from the Bible and uses church services to explain the Bible to those in attendance. So, which church would Jesus Christ attend? Scripture shows that he would attend a church, specifically one that meets on the Sabbath, and gets its teachings from the Bible. If you would like to know more about identifying the true church, please read our free booklet, Where is God's True Church Today? Christ established a church on this earth, and it is important to sort through the many Christian churches and find it. Also, be sure to check out our upcoming live stream broadcast, Meet the Living Church of God, this weekend, December 26, 2015.